Welcome to Daily Bread Today. I'm your host, Javier Dubon. Welcome, friends. Let's talk about prayer. Prayer is a connection to the Almighty, it's a connection to the Father, connection to the Son, connection to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. Prayer, to me, is connecting with God, connecting with Him in a way that it's simple. It's not me rambling words. It's not me shouting. It's not me being dramatic. It's me talking to God, having a relationship with my best friend, having a relationship with the person who doesn't fail me, my Creator, my Father, my best friend, my Savior, the one who listens to me when I'm alone, the one that listens to me when I'm surrounded by those that walk in front of me, behind me, around me. I could be in an airplane, I could be in an airport, I could be at work, I could be at home, I could be anywhere. I could be surrounded by millions of people and it doesn't matter, because wherever I go, He goes with me, and I could be in my head just talking to Him. People don't even know that sometimes I walk around and I'm just praying. It's crazy how that may sound, but let's be real. When you pray because you're going to connect to God. You pray because you have something to say to the Almighty. Your spirit yearns for Him, and you say, Lord, today I need to talk to you. Today I need you to bless me. Today I need you to guide me. Today I need you to heal me. Today I need you to be with me. Today, Lord, I just want to say thank you. Today, Lord, I'm not asking you for anything. Today, I glorify your name today. Today, Lord, I am polishing the crown of Jesus with my prayers. Today, I take it to the throne that I know that I plead the blood of the Lamb over my family. Today, I say my health is blessed. My finances are multiplied. My home is blessed and protected, that all who enter it be a whole new person, transformed, blessed and favored, graced and touched. May they know that this is a home of prayer. They feel it. Lord, prayer is all I got. I ain't got nothing else besides prayer and faith. We do have plenty in the materialistic world, in the physical world, and in the spiritual world. Faith and prayer is all I got. Because if you got faith, you got prayer. Jesus has got the rest. Send them a love letter and say, thank you, Lord, for another day. Give them all the petitions of your heart, all the worries, all the stress, all the anxiety, all the hurt, all the resentment. Some days I don't know what to say. I've been praying since I was 2 years old, and some days I have had days where I tell my partner, I tell my friends, I tell my family, I have been struggling to pray. I don't know what to say. Sometimes I'll go to the throne and I'll be like, Father, I don't know what to say today. I'm out of words. My spirit, my soul says thank you. That's all I got today. And that's enough. Prayer is not panting of words. Prayer is not a ramble. Prayer is communicating with the Lord, having communion with Him, having that moment when you go into His presence and you say, Jesus, today. Today is the day that all I say is, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And all you do is say His name in your prayer. All you do is say His name. It's more than enough. If all you do is say thank you, Father, it's more than enough. He will guide you. He will show you the way. And He will tell you in your prayers, in your heart, what else to say. And if you don't have other words to say, I tell you this. Open your heart, open your mind, and let the Spirit flow. And when it flows, you will know what to say. And for those days that all you say is Jesus, you said more than you had to say. You know, prayer is what has carried me through and will carry me through on a day-to-day basis. When life is shit and life is crap, yes, I said shit and I said crap. Because we have pity. But prayer turned that around. The magnificent and marvelous things. From shitty to crappy. It's magnificent and marvelous. The truth is the truth. You don't have your best days sometimes. And sometimes you do. But it doesn't matter whether your day is good, whether your day is bad. Prayer will always make it the very best. In the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 22, says, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. If you believe it, decree it, and pray for it. Leave it in God's hands. Once you've prayed, you have sent that prayer. God will answer. Let him do the rest. The book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6 through 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Don't be anxious about anything. Send God your prayers and your petitions. Be patient. He got you. Christ Jesus got you. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 12 says, then you will call on me and come pray to me, and I will listen to you. Call on him. Pray to him. He listens. Don't you ever forget that. The book of Psalms, chapter 145, verse 18 says, the Lord is near to all who call on him. To all who call on him in truth. Call unto the Lord. Ask your Father. Tell him what you need. Decree the truth of where you stand and say, Lord, this is where I'm at. Meet me here. I give it to you. Stand on the promise of God, because he's near. He's near to you always. Shout on to him. Say your prayers. Don't be afraid, because he's listening. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. No matter what you're going through, be joyful. You gotta be patient. When you're going through an affliction, a trouble, a circumstance, let me tell you something. Patience tests you. Be faithful, because God is faithful. Always pray. Don't leave him behind. Don't feel because prayers don't get answered immediately when you want and how you feel that you need them to be answered when you think you need them to be answered. He answers them when they need to be answered in his timing. Be faithful. Don't stop praying just because you think you don't see those prayers being answered. Be faithful in your prayer. Always pray. Continue to pray. No matter what, always pray. Don't stop praying. Pray, pray, pray. That's your communication with him is in your prayer. The book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 20. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. Sometimes you don't have the energy and you need to call a mate. You need to call a friend, a family member. You need to call someone in your congregation. You say, Lord, bring me somebody to pray with me. Because I don't have the energy. You call up that person. You say, can you pray with me? And you pray together. And the Lord hears those prayers. Don't ever doubt the prayers of your grandmother, the prayers of your congregation, the prayers of your community, the prayers of your loved ones. Gather with them and pray
Don't ever be ashamed to pray.
Because the Lord is not ashamed to love you, and He is not ashamed to listen to you, and He is not ashamed to make things happen for you. Be faithful in your prayer. Call on to Him. Ask.
Don't be anxious.
No matter the situation or the circumstance, the affliction, the problem. The same way you say thank you, the same way you present all your problems to the throne of God, is the same way you can always pray and communicate with your Father. If you don't know how to pray, just say this. Father God, I come before you. And the rest is all you want to say to Him. Speak your mind, speak your heart, speak your soul. Say what you got to say. And in the end, you end your prayer with, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. I start with, Father God, I come before you. Out of respect to God, and say, Lord, I'm coming before you. I want to talk to you. I know that you're there. I know that you hear me. And I send off my prayers in Jesus' mighty name, because there's no stamp of approval or seal that will overcome that seal. Because that is the seal that sends it all. Through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, those prayers shall come through to fruition. Because God is faithful. God is merciful. And He listens to your prayers and your petitions. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to pray. God listens, and He's waiting for you to talk to Him. And He will talk to you. And you will get your prayers answered. I don't know if today, I don't know if tomorrow, but He always answers all your prayers. Thank you for listening. This is Daily Bread Today. I'm Javier Dubon. Be blessed. Be favored.